I think the best way to describe it is what the tariffs have done is has created a lot of confusion and instability and uncertainty within the industry. We've seen that primarily in China, that there's been an increase and an uptick in tariffs. So one of the things as we've gone through the whole process, and it's very complicated, is that there were always tariffs on cranberries going into the European Union, but the EU has decided to place those tariffs on cranberry products, cranberry juice. Prior to this year, those duties were under suspension. But long of it is that we're faced with a potential impact of about $50 million. Impacts on the industry nationwide. But at the same time, we look at the situation, and it's very fluid and very flexible, and it changes quite a bit. And we support free and fair trade. International markets are important for us as an industry and for our growers. And as we've seen the trade dispute and we've gotten caught in the trade dispute, we're continuing as an industry to look for opportunities overseas to sell cranberries and to get cranberries into consumers' hands and other parts of the world. We've been in Japan for a while, and we've been in South Korea right now. The two largest target markets for our federal marketing order are China and India. There's still activity going on in China, and India is an area where we've shifted resources to explore and promote, explore the markets, but also promote cranberries. And there was discussion at our marketing committee last week about shifting some additional resources to do some preliminary work in some other candidate markets, primarily in the Middle East. But generally, cranberries are sold in probably about 30 countries around the world. And we also see about between 35 and 40% of the crop being sold overseas. So it is an important market for us.
So I take it this isn't just a Wisconsin effort. Different cranberry states like Massachusetts or the West Coast are impacted as well?
Yeah, cranberries are primarily grown in five states in the U.S. And so on the East Coast, it's New Jersey, Massachusetts. On the West Coast, it's Oregon and Washington. But about 60 to 65% of the U.S. crop comes out of Wisconsin. So we may be impacted a little bit more. But the industry works as a national group. We have a federal marketing order, which promotes and works on developing international markets. And they work with the cranberry processors and the cranberry handlers, the people who make cranberry products, to try to promote and develop markets overseas.
First, I should ask, how is the crop this year? Is there a surplus?
Yeah, the crop here in Wisconsin looks to be pretty good. The forecasts are between 530 million pounds to 575 to 580 million pounds. It's been a good growing season. We've had heat, we've had rain, and the crop seems to be coming on pretty well. So I think Wisconsin's not going to have a record crop, but there are signs out there that it should be a pretty good crop again for growers here in Wisconsin.
So what is the latest game plan to sell that large crop when the market is still uncertain?
Well, that's a good question. And the marketing people are working hard on developing new markets and developing new products to move into those markets. The industry itself has also asked USDA to invoke our federal marketing order. And under that order, there's an ability for the industry to come together and regulate the amount of fruit that comes into the market. And what our marketing committee asked USDA to do was to limit this year's crop to 75% of a normal crop. We asked USDA to do that well over a year ago, and we're still waiting for an answer on that. We did have a 15% set aside on the 2017 crop, which helped to reduce some of the inventories as we look to build demand both domestically and internationally.
There are a lot of industries talking about supply management right now, so I guess cranberries are no exception.
Well, we've had the tool since the 1960s, and we've probably only used it about four or five times. It's a very cumbersome and painful thing for the industry and for growers to not grow a crop. And part of the challenges that we have is, again, we made the recommendation, the industry made the recommendation to USDA over a year ago on the 2018 crop, which we're going to start harvesting in another month. and they haven't made a decision yet. So it is a difficult thing to get through. And for a lot of growers, it's frustrating not to know with certainty what's going to happen on the crop that they're about to harvest. It would have been nice to know last spring so that we could have taken actions and maybe taken beds out of production and things like that. So overall, a lot of industries talk about it, but it's not as simple as it sounds.
So are there any backup plans, relief programs?
Well, you know, it's very difficult. Again, we met last week, and the USDA hasn't made a decision yet. And so to try to make plans for marketing is very difficult. And so we're waiting for USDA to make a decision on that. And what the industry will do is we're just going to try and sell fruit in the markets that we can and promote and develop markets both domestically and internationally.
Are there any new processors entering the industry?
Well, I wouldn't say there's new processors. There's new products all the time. We see additional companies using cranberry in their food products. So there's, I think the last time we checked, there are well over 1,000 to 1,500 products on the market that contain cranberry made by all kinds of people and all kinds of companies, ranging from the cereal companies to baking companies to the Ocean Spray Growers Cooperative to other store brands. But cranberries are pretty widely distributed across all of the food products. I think, like everybody else in agriculture, it's a challenging time for us, and growers are facing a lot of uncertainty. But like all farmers, we try to be optimistic and try to move forward hope for better days to come.
Cranberries entered Wisconsin agriculture about the same time as dairy, in the 1860s. The Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, from where Tom Lochner is executive director, formed not too much after in 1887. Now, not only is Wisconsin the leading producer of cranberries in the U.S., we account for over half of the world's supply. Not an easy replacement. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, here in Madison, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.